This is Anne McCubbin, here to talk with Miranda Alcock about our report, Scottish Fire and Rescue Authority's 2007-08 Progress Report. Miranda, what's this about?
And a year ago, we published a major review of service reform in Scottish Fire and Rescue Authorities. And this report is an update on what they've been doing in the last year.
So where have they made progress?
Last year's report included a number of recommendations, and we found progress have been made on a number of these. In particular, they've been engaging elected members, and councillors on Scottish Fire and Rescue Authorities are now more aware of their governance and scrutiny responsibilities. They've been putting and continue to put more resources into community safety and preventing fires happening in the first place. And they're also working much better with partners and partner organisations. There's progress in staff management, in particular in they've developed personal appraisal systems, and they are taking positive steps to build a more diverse workforce and improve equalities.
Okay, and what do they still need to do?
Well, there has been much slower progress in some other areas. For example, we found that fire and rescue authorities still need to evaluate the impact and the cost effectiveness of their different approaches to community safety and fire prevention, so they can demonstrate that they're using those resources to best effect. And generally, performance management has to improve, and further work is also needed to demonstrate and show that the efficiency savings that they're proposing are in fact being delivered on the ground.
So what impact has this had on the number of fires?
Well, the number of house fires have gone down over the last 4 years, and that's very good news and shows that some of the preventative work that the Scottish Fire and Rescue Authorities are doing are having an impact. But secondary fires, which are things like rubbish, these are going up all the time. And there's a strong link between those kind of fires and antisocial behaviour, which is why it's so important for fire and rescue authorities to work with other organisations like the police and councils. We also found that the number of people injured in fires is staying about the same, so it's a continuing challenge for fire and rescue authorities to bring those numbers down.
And what happens next with the auditing of fire and rescue authorities?
Well, from 2009, we're planning to introduce best value audits of individual fire and rescue authorities. These will look at the performance of each authority in much more depth than we've been able to do in this brief national overview.
Use the term fire and rescue authorities. What do you mean by this?
In this report, we mean both the councillors who sit on the committee or the joint fire and rescue board, and also the fire and rescue service itself.
Thanks very much, Miranda.